Coming up on episode number 529. Well, this is the show that Beatles fans all around the world wait for every year. It's the annual Beatles Thanksgiving Double Shot, a longer show than usual, collecting all of the Beatles covers that I save throughout the whole rest of the year and put into one big, extra-large show for your enjoyment. We're going to get right into it with limited commercial interruptions. Here is the Beatles Thanksgiving show, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Thursday, it's November 27th, Thanksgiving 2008. Or, of course, in the rest of the world outside the U.S., it's referred to as Thursday. Tonight on Coverville's very special annual presentation I do. This is the fifth annual Beatles Thanksgiving Double Shot cover story. For, you know, as many words as I can fit into the title there. So we're going to be presenting 20 covers of Beatles tracks, some great ones that really do take the songs in a new direction, or at least try to, as much as you can with Beatles songs, because of course everybody knows the Beatles music so well that you've got to really go out there to really make it your own. But I've got a few here that I think do that, and a few that kind of stick to the originals fairly well, but still inject some new life into them. So, just to kind of keep things moving and get things started, we're going to kick off the show with Michael Carpenter and a song that came from his 2001 cover compilation called Songs of Other People. Here's his cover of the Beatles, I'll Get You.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy 'cause I know imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before. It's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think about you night and day. I need you and it's true. Think about you, I can say I'm never, 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 never blue. So I'm telling you, my friend, that I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's gonna be a time when I'm gonna change your mind. So you might as well resign yourself to me. Oh yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy 'cause I'm imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before. It's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We'll be right back.
better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end, little boy. Well, you know that I'm a wicked chick, and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe that line. So you better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. And baby, I'm determined, 'cause I'd rather see you dead. You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, baby boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end. You hear me? Well, I'd rather see you dead, little boy, than to see you with another girl. You better keep your head, little boy, or you won't last in my world. You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end, little boy.
More, it's true. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. It's true.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that trust in you. Oh, please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh, please don't hurt my pride like that, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love.
Girl, turn to me and start to cry, as she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Oh, girl, girl, she's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there. You feel a fool when you say she's looking good. She acts as if it's understood. She's cool. Well, she told when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure. Did she understand it when they said that a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure? Will she still believe it when he's dead? Oh, girl, girl,
day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all her words of kindness linger out, and she no longer needs you.
She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried. A love that should have lasted years.
You want her, you need her, and still you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you.
Da 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 da
da da da da da. Nothing, no sign of love behind the tears, cry for no one, a love that should have lasted years.
You stay home, she goes out, she says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her.
In her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears. Cry for no one, a love that should have lasted years.
Oh, that is... that has got to be one of the most heartbreaking Beatles songs ever written. For No One, performed there by Peter Mulvey from his 2002 release, 10,000 Mornings. Before that, you heard Paula Carrick, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, with his version of Girl from his 2007 release, Old, New, Borrowed, and Blue. Love Paul Carrick's voice and all the different bands he's been in. Before that, you heard Heavenly, a band that rose from the ashes from the... C86 Giants' Tallulah Gosh, with their cover of It Won't Be Long from the Revolution No. 9, a tribute to the Beatles album from 1997. Before that, If I Fell by the Smithereens. Now, they came out with an album 2 years ago called Meet the Smithereens, which was a song-by-song cover of that very first Meet the Beatles album that inspired Pat D'Annunzio and company. This was their follow-up called B-Sides the Beatles, came out this year, and I'm sorry, Meet the Smithereens came out last year. B-Sides the Beatles came out this year, and it was covers of all the B-Sides from all those great early Beatles recordings. Before that, Yes It Is, by Natasha Corrigan with Rick Medina. She sent that out to me. She's a singer-songwriter in L.A., just has such an amazing voice, and I love that recording. I don't know why I haven't played it until now, but make sure to check out her MySpace page, which I'll put a link to in the show notes. Prior to that one, we played Run for Your Life by Nancy Sinatra from 1966, her album Boots, kind of following that whole style of these boots are made for walking, the tough spurned lover. A great track there, and I like how she has to kind of change the lyrics a little bit to change the gender of the song, but still keep the feel to it. As a matter of fact, I feel like she's more threatening singing that song than John Lennon was in singing the original. And then the show kicked off with Michael Carpenter and his cover of the Beatles' I'll Get You from his 2001 compilation Songs of Other People. All right, well, I promise limited commercial interruption, so let me just tell you, Bluehost, $6.95 a month for unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space, and tons of email addresses. Check them out, bluehost.com. Use the link on coverville.com when you're ready to sign up. And that's the end of the commercial. All right, getting back into the music here, let's get to a track by Katie Noonan. This comes from a brand new album called Blackbird, which is all Beatles covers done in a acoustic cafe kind of style. This is by far one of my favorites from the album, and I'm going to play three songs here in tribute to the Beatles' White Album, which came out 40 years ago, within the last week. It was November 22nd, 1968. So 40 years ago, the Beatles' White Album came out. So the next few songs are a tribute to that. We're going to kick things off with Katie Noonan's I Will.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. Oh, but it never really mattered. I will always feel the same, 'cause I love you forever and forever. Love you with all of my heart. Ooh. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. Ooh. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it so loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do and dare you to me. You know I will. You know I will.
Open up your eyes. Dear. Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julie. Song of love, Julie, Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So I sing a song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, Julia.
Don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. a guy like you, that I would love everything that you do, and I do, hey, 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 and I do. Whoa, whoa, I never realized what a kiss could be. This could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see?
That when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, I'm high, you're gonna say you love me too.
to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. Love you like no other, baby, like no other can. I wanna be your man.
Sam Phillips. Okay, unlike the Nancy Sinatra tune, you can also do a cover of a Beatles song and not change the gender and turn it into a whole new song entirely. That's Sam Phillips' cover of I Wanna Be Your Man, which was included on the soundtrack to the TV show Crossing Jordan, which came out in 2003. A lot of great covers on that soundtrack, and you can find that one over at Amazon. Used copies, I think even new copies, for under $10. It's a really, really good album, especially if you're into covers. Before that, you heard the sounds of the Los Fernandos band performing All My Loving from the 1994 compilation Exotic Beatles Volume 2, which of course featured a bunch of Beatles covers. As you can probably tell by the title, done in exotic styles. Ah, there you go. Before that, I Should Have Known Better, performed by She and Him, better known as Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward, from their album this year called Volume 1. Did I ever mention that I saw Zooey Deschanel in the Denver airport practicing her ukulele? and I was too starstruck to go up and say hi to her. Actually, I did say hi, but I didn't tell her that I recognized her. I did ask her about the Tom Waits cover that she was performing there, which she said, yes, it is a Tom Waits cover. Speaking of celebrities, the band before that, I Want to Hold Your Hand, performed by the Boxmasters, another album that came out this year featuring a movie star, a big-time movie star. That one is Billy Bob Thornton. His band, the Boxmasters, kind of has a fun country twang to it. And before that, Julia, performed by Trolley Vox from the 2007 release About a Girl, a compilation that came out last year featuring all women's names in the titles of the songs. Really, really cool album. A more familiar track before that one, Dear Prudence by Susie and the Banshees from their 1983 album, and of course re-released as part of the Twice Upon a Time, the singles. And then that set kicked off with I Will, performed by Katie Noonan from a brand new album called Blackbird. All right, before we get into the last set of music, I did want to tell you that the Coverville 500 DVDs are all, I don't know about all, but I mean, they're taken care of. I should say that by midnight tonight, if you don't get a donation in, then you won't get a copy of the Coverville DVDs, at least in this round. We'll see if I decide to redo this project next year sometime. But if you want a copy of the Coverville 500 DVDs, it's a 3-DVD set containing the first 500 episodes of Coverville, presented in MP3 and AAC format, if you desire the AAC format for the later shows. That ends at midnight tonight, November 27th, 2008. So get your orders in, or your donations in, because it's free with your donation of $30 or more. See Coverville.com for details about that. Now, starting tomorrow morning, I'm having my own Black Friday sale and selling some great stuff from the Coverville 500 concert. Basically, I want to get all of these t-shirts and poker chips and posters out, because we just can't play ping pong on our ping pong table because it's covered with Coverville 500 swag. So make sure to look at Coverville.com tomorrow for a link to the store where I'm going to be selling all of this for low prices, very low prices, lower than I was originally selling it for the concert. Basically, I want to just clear out all this stuff. But it's some great, great stuff. It's Coverville 500 t-shirts. Designed by Shelby Miller, just awesome. And of course the posters that go with it, which look like those old 60s San Francisco, you know, Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead kind of posters. Really, really slick, well-designed posters. I also have poker chips. You get a set of six poker chips with each of the performers at the Coverville 500 concert, as well as a chip commemorating that show's host, Dan Klass. And I'm also going to be selling the elusive, the very hard to find, because you can't buy them on Cafe Press, red Coverville t-shirts, the ones that have the parody of the Coca-Cola logo, which say Coverville, not the real thing. So check those out as well. All of those you'll find at Coverville500.com, which is the website where I'll be selling all of it, or just go to Coverville.com tomorrow and look for the link to the Black Friday sale. And once they're sold out, they're sold out. Limited edition stuff here. All right, getting back into it. This is a great one because it's a rarity, and I love rarities. I love good covers, and I love hearing rarities by very well-known performers. This is a group called, or a duo, I should say, called Lime and Sybil, from a re-release of their very first sessions, called Their First Sessions, came out in 2003. The male vocal that you hear as part of this duo is none other than Warren Zevon. Here's their cover of I've Just Seen a Face.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never seen the light. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, but she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, but she keeps calling me back again.
just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met.
Da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, but she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I am falling, but she keeps calling me back again.
Whoops.
Falling, yes I am falling, but she keeps calling me back again.
The Templeton Twins, greeting you with the musical salutation, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Da 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 da. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you'll begin to make it better. Da 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 da
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something. I love you
I've been working like a dog, sleeping like a dog, sleeping like a dog. And I've been working like a dog, and I've been working like a dog.
Thank you.
That is a live recording by Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music, featuring Brian Eno on vocals, known as 801, with their cover of Tomorrow Never Knows, closing out this edition of The Beatles. What is the full name of this thing? The 5th Annual Thanksgiving Double Shot Beatles Cover Story. Tomorrow Never Knows. That was a request by Harold from Delmar, New Jersey. Thank you, Harold, for suggesting that one. Before that, you heard Sonny Jay with his cover of A Hard Day's Night, turning it into a much darker song. And that comes from a compilation from Liverpool called The Number Ones Album, which came out this year, featuring Liverpool artists covering other Liverpool artists, with quite a healthy helping of the Beatles in there. But it's not exclusively Beatles, so it's got quite a good collection of variety of artists on there. Before that, Ozzy Osbourne with talking about the places he remembers in my life. That comes from his 2005 anthology box set called Prince of Darkness. Before that, Hey Jude, performed by the Templeton Twins from their album Trill It Like It Was. I love the style and the feel of that song, making it sound like an old-timey radio, something you'd fire up on the Victrola to listen to. Very, very cool. The Templeton Twins with their Hey Jude. Aretha Franklin taking Eleanor Rigby and moving it into the first person, which is a very unusual step for a cover, but I think it works out really well. You'll find that on her compilation called The Very Best of Aretha Franklin, the 60s, which came out in 1994. And the set started off with I've Just Seen a Face by Lyman Sibel, from the 2003 re-release of The First Sessions. And of course, again, that was Warren Zevon as the male vocal of Lyman Sibel. I think he must be Lyme. And that is going to do it for this this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure again to check out tomorrow, coverville.com, for Black Friday deals on Coverville 500 and Coverville Coca-Cola swag and merchandise. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. We'll be back with episode number 530. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.